This WYXR archive is brought to you by CoBuzz, the high-res streaming service that's independently owned with the focus on human curation. 1 month free at QOBUZ.com/WYXR.
about to do something nice. It's not in my nature. It's so nice. Cold in the oven, hot in the fridge. Not in anyone's nature. Not in anyone's fridge.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Jenny. And you're listening to Sonosphere
on WYXR. Yes, you are tuned in here to Sonosphere on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today, this Monday, and I am here with my co-host Jenny every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., and we have special guests in the studio today. Alex DuPont is here with us, and I want you to bring your mic down. You could say hello. And then we have Sarah Fleming with us, too.
Hello.
And Laura Jean Hawking here with
Hi.
Us. Hi, guys. That mic, for some reason, isn't wanting to move.
It's okay. This can probably be done without me, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't need you to talk at all. You're our special guest. So today we're going to be talking about Come On Boy, which is a documentary by Sarah Fleming and Laura Jean Hawking. And we're going to kind of get into some of the themes of that and what they explore in their documentary. But the subject, really, part of the subject of that movie is Alex and your journey. And so, Alex, I wanted just for you to kind of introduce yourself and talk about, you know, how you got into music. I read that, you know, there's always a piano in your house and there's always singing.
Sure.
And so how did that come along for you?
I was just telling somebody yesterday that I think I took for granted that the fact that music was a thing, because I grew up with such musical people and music all around me that I told everyone by like age 6 that I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write books, and because I think I just wasn't thinking in a musical way, because I think I was taking it for granted. Like, music is of course there and part of everything, so that's goes without saying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be a writer. That probably needs to be said.
You know? Yes.
That's sort of how I looked at it. So, coming from a musical background, you're just sort of, it's baked into who you are and like the lens through which you see or experience the world.
Yeah. And also, speaking of experiences too, a lot of your personal experiences are reflected in some of your writing. I read that you lost your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I also lost my brother, and so I sort of relate a bit to that. But you have a song that is really about him and your relationship with him.
Yeah, it ended up, funny enough, being our title, the titular song, I say. So Come On Boy, which I'll play today, is really, I wrote it about my little brother when he was struggling with addiction. So that was, I don't know, like 2 years before he... I guess it was more than 2 years. Something like 2 years before he passed, because he like sang the song as well. He knew it was about him, and I was not only giving him a hard time, but also like in a loving way, but also in a like a serious like, what are we doing here? You know,
right.
it had both things to it. But when he would sing it back to me, it was very much in the vein of like, being silly.
Yeah. And so you've been writing, though, music and songs for a long time, you know, like over about 10 years or so now.
Yeah, right?
And
yes.
You toured
even
a little
longer
bit
than that. Longer I found that. Notebooks from middle school where I wrote like Blink 182 style songs. They're really great, obviously. but yeah, for I've been a writer for a lot longer than I've been able to put music to it. But it was definitely a relief in high school when I learned to put music to it.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you were going to hear some music today live in the studio.
Yes.
And Come On Boy is the first one that we'll hear.
Yes.
And that is also the name, like you said, of the documentary. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back from that song, we can kind of get into the documentary. You want to grab your guitar?
Yes, all right. I'll do that.
All right. Well, while he's doing that, Sarah, yeah, you go ahead and fix that mic, Sarah. Laura Jean, you know, this is still in the making, right, this movie. So as we hear Alex get ready.
99.9% done with it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. We're just waiting on some final mixes and the graphics to be finalized.
Awesome. And but people can still donate and support it.
We will gladly accept donations.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on Fractured Atlas was the nonprofit that umbrellaed us. So, yeah, fractureatlas.org.
Awesome.
Search Come On Boy.
Okay. Well,
give us your money.
Exactly. It's almost on. It's almost done. So we'll get back to what it's all about after this song. Alex, let me get you lined up. I'm going to turn our mics down when you get started. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. We think we have to
share. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can take that one. This is community radio at its best, y'all.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that right now.
Now that one moves.
Ever so slightly, it does.
Yeah, so the this song is called Come On Boy. I wrote it for or about or processing my brother's journey with his addiction and struggle and whatnot. But it became something so much more. I guess when we talk about the documentary, you'll see how it ended up taking on a whole thing for itself that I didn't intend, and that has been like a beautiful thing.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Baby brother's in trouble again, got himself picked up in the middle of the night. He's just looking for a little getaway. It's just gonna be a little while. Now mama's on the phone and she's calling again. She gave him all she had. Visiting hours on the weekend only, but she can't afford not to go in. Come on. This all to you, and I said, come on, boy, what are we gonna do? Baby sister's trying to get through school, she just got her first car, and she's pretty as a picture. She's trying to do right by society's rules, but her focus is off on you. It's true. This
Thank y'all. That was awesome. If you're just tuning into Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7, my name is Amy, and you just heard Alex DuPont with Come On Boy, and I have the filmmakers right here in the studio of Come On Boy, the documentary following Alex DuPont and his journey and career in music and other things that we're going to hear about right now. So Sarah Fleming and Laura Jean Hawking are here along with Alex, and so the idea, the spark of this documentary, what really got y'all going and why, really?
Yes. Yeah, so Alex had originally hit me up. He was maybe, you were what, like maybe a year into your transition? It was fairly early, somewhere around there, we'll say a year. And he was looking to go back in the studio and really interested in having someone sort of document that process. And so he knew that I had a background in film. Laura Jean and I actually did a music video with him many years ago, like 7 or 8 years prior to that. And so he hit me up, and I was like, well, this is really interesting. I don't really want to just follow you around and shoot like in the studio with no real goal in mind. So I was like, let me holler back at you. And so I immediately reached out to Laura Jean, and I was like, I think this could be a really cool project, and we could look at structuring a film around Alex and around the theme of transitions and not just gender transition at all, but what it looks like to meet different stages in your life, and how you become how you as a person can transition, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, gender transition or, you know, becoming a dad or getting married or getting divorced, just all kinds of transitions that like really a lot of us have to tackle, you know, especially when we get in the 30s and 40s.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, transitioning is something that we can all kind of relate to in a way as we become wives and husbands and then not anymore, and mothers and fathers and brothers, and then we lose some people, and then you have to personally go through these things. So, Laura Jean, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think we wanted to explore what it's like to reclaim your voice, because mm-hmm. We all kind of need to do that too at various times of our lives after these transitions. And I was really interested in working on it. Like Sarah said, we'd worked with Alex on a music video in I think 2015 or 16, when we went and met with Alex for what we call a pre-interview, I remembered working with him on that music video pre-transition, and he was so sulky and so uncomfortable in his skin. And when we met him post-transition for this pre-interview, he was so happy and relaxed. And I thought, well, like, why would we not want that for our fellow human beings, for them to be happy in their skin?
Right.
And so I wanted to show that to people and sort of help the audience build empathy and not immediately think that certain people are evil or wrong or whatever. You know, we're all human beings and all that. And then also I wanted to make this movie because I have reached a point in my career where people are listening to me, and if they're going to listen to me, I'm going to tell them what I have to say.
Right, exactly. Finding your voice too. Mm-hmm. Well, Alex, I want to hear from you too. So you did some interviewing with them, and you know, they're talking about how you were pre and post
yeah.
transition. Like how did that feel? You know,
I mean, I think Laura Jean says it really well. I mean, it's not something that it's not that I didn't pay attention to it, but I can see what she sees, and when she's articulating it, like, you know, we saw this pre-transition and then much more comfort post-transition, that immediately I'm like, yes, of course, yes.
Right.
And I can go back and feel and see how those things were perceived and how maybe I was even just missing them entirely, even post-transition.
Yeah.
Slowly gaining that comfort and taking for granted that I once didn't have it, because it did come, it was such a process. But, you know, them being able to see me at one point in time many years before and then seeing me after, you know, it's much a, you know, stark switch. And so to have them call that out, it does make me go back and look and see the things that were there that I wasn't maybe picking up on. So it's really interesting. It's just, you know, it's not just somebody reflecting something back at me. They're helping me see myself in the world in a different way through all of this, through watching, perceiving, and then like articulating. It's all been this whole, I don't know, like we've all just been on this journey sort of together since starting the documentary and looking at things differently, and it's been a cool ride.
When did the shooting start for the documentary?
Last summer, I think.
Sure, that sounds good.
Yeah. We had a fundraising party last summer.
Yeah,
during a year ago.
Yeah.
During Pride Month.
Right.
And I guess we'd started right after that, or soon after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, I was there at that, and
that's right. Yeah.
Was that the first time you had performed?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about that. I mean, I know you talked about it a little bit there, but.
Yeah, performing for the first time. So that we played that private little show as the fundraiser, and doing that was awesome. I mean, for lack of a better word, it really just was like, oh, I can still do this. You know, like in a, just as simple as that, I can still do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this can still, I didn't have to, because when I transitioned, I really looked at it like, I'm going to sacrifice this for this, you know, to walk through the world in the way so people perceive me in the way that, you know, I've always seen, but I'm going to let them see it too, but I have to sacrifice this for this comfort. And it definitely was a sacrifice in a way, but I lost less than I thought. I can still do this was the main.
That's meaning your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Sacrifice.
Because I really felt like I gave away a superpower, you know, like I could hit any note, you know, and sing Brandi Carlile and do it in the same key and hit the crazy stuff. And that was a superpower. And I felt like that was all I had for a long time. Like, yeah, I can write, I can play guitar okay, but this is the one thing that I know that I can do, and I can do it well. Mm-hmm. There's not many things like that you can be confident about, especially as like a naturally like insecure person. So like to have that thing and then to realize, oh, I've built like my whole life around claiming this is the thing that I can do, and so now to give that up, if you feel lost, you know. And so I did give that up, and I have something different now, but it's not bad. Like I still have the same basic range, it's just slower, you know. It's wild. It's, you know.
Well, and the trailer, at least one of the videos I watched, it was you singing in the hallway pre.
Yes, yes.
And then you post. And it's beautiful both in both times,
thank you,
you know. And so you didn't lose, like you said, as much as you thought.
Right, yeah. I mean, it was a change and not a loss.
Right. Do you want to add anything or at this moment, or do you want to play some more tunes?
I think we should play some more tunes, because I think Alex is right. I think that he didn't have to sacrifice as much as he was, you know, potentially willing, which is amazing. So yeah, let's hear some more tunes, Alex.
All right. Well, while we set up for the next one, I'm just gonna potentially not play this album because it's not coming up, but play something else, and then we'll get right back on it. All right, so stay tuned
to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7.
Started to slide.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And we're also streaming live on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy. I'm here every Monday. If you're just tuning in, then you may not know that we have special guests in the studio today. Alex DePonte, Sarah Fleming, Laura Jean Hawking are all here to talk about Come On Boy, the documentary about Alex DePonte and the many transitions that we all make throughout our lives, and some specific ones very unique to Alex. So we're going to hear some live music today here on the studio. We've already heard the title track to the documentary, Come On Boy. What are we going to hear next, Alex?
This is a song called East Coast Time. It's new, and I started writing it, I think it was like day one of filming, and it just kind of came to fruition.
Excellent. It sounds like there's a storm behind you.
Yes, there is.
Well, let's get to it right here on WYXR. I feel like we need to clap. Awesome. If you're just tuning in, that was Alex DePonte live here in the studio. And we're also here with Sarah Fleming and Laura Jean Hawking talking about Come On Boy. It's a film centering on the musical journey and gender transition of Memphis-based musician Alex DePonte. It also explores many other transitions in lives, like divorce, motherhood, fatherhood, all kinds of things. So let's continue talking about the film. How you're a year in, but you're almost done. Are you in post-production now?
Yes.
Let's talk about like how it went. So you did, you know, when we think about documentaries and reality TV, it's like you were just following Alex around with cameras all day. Like what is it like when you're working on a film like this?
Yeah, so I mean, we approached the film very intentionally. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to just follow Alex around with cameras. I wanted to be like, you know, like have a story that we were going to tell and think about the best way to tell that. And one of the first things that we did was bring on Molly Wexler as a producer who was just phenomenal in helping us like get everything together and get our shoots scheduled and help with fundraising and just do all the wonderful things that producers do. And then, yeah, so we had some very intentional scenes that we wanted to shoot with Alex. And I think one of the biggest parts of the film is that, like, Alex is, like, a really big collaborator the whole way through. So we would talk to him about, like, what would be, good scenes to shoot and like, how on board his family wanted to be with, like, being in a documentary. And we weren't trying to do any gotcha stuff or anything. Right. So he was really an important part of that process. But, yeah, we approached it very intentionally.
And we also wanted to incorporate the music as right. much as we could. So we structured the movie around the music and let the songs help tell the story, which I think is not done enough with music documentaries. Like, we were just letting him be Alex, but letting him be Alex through his music as well.
Right. Alex,
did that, you said you started writing a song, that song we just heard, right after filming. So how did...
During
filming, I'm sorry. Yeah. So it was also kind of like you were co-inspiring each other in your own forms of art,
sure,
in a way.
Love to look at it like that.
Because we have footage of him. We were just shooting some footage of him, like just B-roll footage of him sort of noodling on the guitar, and that's when he started writing it. And then we have footage of him in the studio recording it, and then we have footage of him playing it live as well.
Yeah. So it's all these different variations and stages mm-hmm. of how you approach your art, and at the same time you're kind of watching them, you know, do their start. So how involved are you, Alex, if y'all want to talk, in the post now, where you are? If any.
I think it's all their magic in the post. I think they you know, ask my opinions about stuff for sure, but it was all mainly while we were on the go. So now in post, I feel like this is their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
you know?
Totally. Laura, how's that?
And I do want to say that we've got some great, we've been working with some great people in post, besides ourselves. we've been working, I don't know what Doug's last name, Walker? We've been working with Doug Walker and Daniel Lynn. Daniel Lynn is at Archer Recording Studios on the mixes. And then Noah Glenn is going to be doing, or is working on our graphics right now. And then Ryan Earl Parker did our color grade.
Okay.
So A-team.
A-team.
Yeah.
It's the M-team.
Yes.
All from Memphis.
There you go. The M-team. And that's really important, too. So a lot of the times, you know, I'm talking to local musicians, and we talk about the Memphis art community and how important it is to continue to lift up our local, not just musicians, but filmmakers, editors, you know.
It's hard out there. We need the support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit more about that. I mean, you've been here. You lived away from Memphis for just a very short time. So
yes. So, I lived in Key West for like 5 years, but I was like a little kid. So.
Yeah.
So, yes, that was my only time away from Memphis. And, there seems to be like some sort of split of people that hate Memphis and then people that like really love it. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that the people that really, really love it have congregated in Midtown and are all like doing something really creative and like making the most of it. And that community in itself is so inspiring to be around and, you know, just to walk through Cooper Young and seeing everybody doing their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember not liking Memphis or thinking I didn't like Memphis when I was in high school. I was like ready to get out, I'm going to turn 18 and I'm going to go somewhere, anywhere. But then I moved to Midtown and that's when I was like, oh,
here's my people.
Yeah. all the things are just here. The people with the dreams and the ideas and that are doing things, they're in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of how it seemed to me and how I've met all the people that I work with. And there's a stupid amount of talent in this city, and it's so overlooked. I just feel like people don't realize what's here. Everything is here.
Mm-hmm.
I think also when you're a creative person, you realize that your creativity can help make Memphis a better place, and that helps you love it more because you're seeing all these other people doing the same thing. We're enriching this place. It's one of the great cultural cities in America.
Some people make you feel like kind of foolish for chasing a dream or doing something artistic, like that's not going to make you money. You know, so seeing other people do it really is, it, you know, that helps a lot.
Right. Totally. Okay. Well, so we're going to hear a song, one of your latest songs.
Yeah.
Can you tell us the name of that? And then we're going to hear a little bit of Moog music before we get to it. But tell us a little bit about the next song we'll hear.
So Amy, you are going to play my song Century of Ghosts, which I recorded with Doug Walker, who we just mentioned, who's helping. He's been great and sort of like a lifeline for me this past year in creating new music. He's so much fun to work with and so creative, and he's working with him allowed me to really experiment and find really fun things to put in the song in a way that I wasn't able to do before, because in the studio, because it's very expensive to be in the studio, you're all like, rehearse your shit beforehand, get there, play it exactly how you know it needs to be and how you've rehearsed it, get it down as quickly as possible so that you're not paying for dead time. Like, it's all just a race to get it finished, and there's not a lot of creativity in that method. But if you're on a budget, that's just how it is, you know.
Right.
So with Doug, man, he's allowed me to experiment and make mistakes and try different things, and his creativity bouncing off of that, man, it made for what you're going to hear in Century of Ghosts. Like, all the fun stuff that you hear and the things that we got to try for the first time is a relaxed environment, a relaxed musician who's not worried about the budget and the time, which is, it's what a privilege.
I love that. That is, yes. And producers in Memphis is another sort of gem that we have, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to hear Alex DePonte coming up next right here on Sonosphere. So stay tuned to WYXR 91.7.
Let me tell you a little story about everyone. now that's enough. Tell me a little story about everyone I know. A family and me, half a century of ghosts. Tell me a little story about everyone I know. A family and me, half a century of ghosts. Tell me a little story about everyone I know. A family and me, half a century of ghosts.
All right, you are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 FM and on the web at WYXR.org. My name is Amy, and I'm here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you're just tuning in today, we have special guest Alex DePonte, singer-songwriter. And then we also have Sarah Fleming and Laura Jean Hawking, filmmakers right here from Memphis. And we've been talking about Come On Boy, their documentary. And I want to get some, you know, what's the future with this documentary? How do you plan to get this out into the world and all of the other things, your great things you're going to be doing?
Well, we're just finishing the movie, so we're just starting to submit to festivals. But we have, we're doing a collaboration with Planned Parenthood, which we're super excited about. We're going to do some screenings that will be followed by Alex performing, and then a discussion or some order of that. We don't have the dates nailed down yet, but we're super excited about it. We're going to screen in Memphis, Oxford, Nashville, and Knoxville. And if you want to follow our Instagram, it's comeonboy_film. And we don't do a lot of updates, so don't worry about it. You'll notice when we know the dates, and we'll announce those as soon as we get them. But we're super duper excited about that.
Cool. That sounds really fun. So yeah, stay tuned to their Instagram. Alex, we just heard your latest. Yes. How can folks find your music, and do you have anything else coming up?
You can find my music everywhere. Wherever music is streamed is okay. Where it is. So we do have new stuff coming up. I've been working with Doug, and we're going to release 4 new songs next month. I'm pretty excited about the new songs because they're coming a little more prolifically now. Like they're during the hiatus when you're not like concentrating on things. I don't know. I just kind of stopped writing for a minute. Joy does that. You know, like darkness drives me to the guitar. Joy does not. Joy drives me out into the world and I'm having fun. And so so anytime, you know, there's a complex emotion to process, I'm at the guitar. So, but there's lots of cool songs coming up and coming out next month. So if you follow along, you'll definitely hear about those. And I'm excited for those.
All right. Well, tell us about this next song we're going to hear, Revolution.
Oh, The Revolution. So that's a song I did, I can't remember what year, but it was pre-transition. And it's kind of a pride anthem. It's definitely for this month.
All right.
And it always seems really relevant. Like when I think about it, the lyrics of this song, it's definitely reaching another super relevant moment. So it's a pride song. It's a identity song. I wish I could just read out the lyrics right now.
Well, just listen really closely.
Yeah,
everybody.
Listen to the words. It's the words.
Do you have one last thing, Sarah, Laura Jean?
You want to shout out Joe?
Yeah, I want to shout out Joe. Yeah.
Okay.
So Joe, who played with me today, he played with these 2 songs. He's always been my right hand man, and I'm really lucky to have people like Joe and Doug who really take care of me. I don't have to like know anything beyond like just focusing on playing the guitar and doing my vocals, and they step in and take care of all the tech that I know nothing about, and they're they're amazing. So he's in the band and sings with me beautifully like an angel, and I really couldn't do it without people like that.
You're an angel, Joe.
He's an angel.
Thanks for being here today. And thanks to you all for being here today. Alex DePonte, you can find his music wherever you can stream music. Sarah Fleming, Laura Jean Hawking, thank you all for being here. You can find the film Come On Boy, the documentary, that will be out soon and touring around. So stay tuned to their socials. And we're going to hear Revolution by Alex DePonte coming up right here on Sonosphere, WYXR 91.7.
Will show. I didn't even know that I was not alone. The revolution came and I held up my sign and said nothing's wrong with me. There's only one thing that I need, and that's you. The exception to the disgusted at the thought. Someone like me could be the
Yo, Jay Pokechop Sheffield, straight from the Piggly Wiggly parking lot, listening to WYXR, Memphis 91.7.
This is the Daily Memphian Evening News Brief. A New York-based heavy industrial demolition and environmental remediation company has acquired most of the former PMC Biogenics property in North Memphis. Andy Ashby says Prodomo Worldwide plans to open a developable site in an older industrial submarket that's seeing a slight resurgence.
Prodomo Worldwide acquired the PMC Biogenics chemical plant and will lead demolition, environmental remediation, and site preparation. Prodomo plans to demolish 900,000 square feet of industrial structures and remove more than 2 million square feet of asphalt and concrete slabs. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Andy Ashby.
Memphis May Brewing Company will remain in Memphis. Another local brewery has bought its trademark. Solon Spirits Brewery, which opened in October 2021, will keep distributing Memphis May beer at local bars, restaurants, and liquor stores. The brewery will also soon have Memphis May beers available on draft and to go at 845 North Main Street. Solon Spirits CEO and owner Blair Perry said in a prepared statement that continuing the production of Memphis-made beer in the Bluff City was priority. For Steve Bonnell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.